From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting several people have been killed in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida. Authorities say multiple people were shot at the airport and the assailant is in custody. The Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport reports an ongoing incident at its Terminal 2 baggage claim area on its official Twitter account. Bill Nelson is a Democratic senator from Florida.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
News reports from the airport say five people were killed and 13 others wounded. News helicopters hovering over the area showed hundreds of people waiting on the tarmac as ambulances took victims to the hospital and law enforcement personnel raced to the scene. Police are searching the airport and nearby car parking garages, but the Broward County mayor has said no other shooters have been found. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, is receiving a full briefing from the leaders of the U.S. intelligence community. In an unprecedented move for a president-elect, Trump has been highly critical of intelligence agencies. On Thursday, he softened his tone somewhat with a tweet saying he's a big fan of U.S. intelligence. In an interview with the New York Times Friday, Trump called the controversy a political witch hunt being carried out by his opponents who are still upset about losing the election. This is VOA News.